Okay, this is Parak Tess and Hilchos Niskei Mamon. And one of the main issues in the middle of the Parak, around this one, switch to, is, I say dominates the Parak, is going to be the issue of the burden of proof. But before you get to that, brings in a couple of cases of pregnant cows and animals goring. So halacha aleph, behema meuberesh hizika. So let's say an animal that is pregnant causes damage. Gova chatzi nezek mimena umivlada neitrehu migufa. So when we come to evaluate the amount of damage to be paid back, the half nezek in such a case, we take it both from the value of the animal plus its fetus, because the fetus is considered to be part of it. Aval tarnegolesh hizika. But let's say a chicken that has, let's say, that's going to lay an egg that causes damage. Ain't a gova mibeit sasa. We don't evaluate the damage from the eggs as well. Neisha beits ain't a gofa oaf, because the egg is not considered part of the actual body of the animal. Elamuv delas mufreshet yemenu. Rather, the egg is considered to be a separate entity from the animal itself. Halacha beis muberesh and nachav and nimsa vlada betzida. Because let's say a cow that is pregnant gores another cow, right? And the calf of the offspring of the cow that's goring is found at the side of it. And we're not sure that did it give birth prior or after goring. So we pay half nezek from the cow itself. We don't take anything from the offspring raya until we have a proof that at the time of goring it was actually pregnant. Here it comes. Alavaraya. So that's a general principle that if you're going to take money from somebody else, the burden of proof is on him who's going to be taking the money. Lach gimel. Now, shorsha nagach para mu'beres. Let's say an ox gores a cow that's pregnant. Venimsa ubra nofel betzida. And then we find the offspring as a stillborn. It's a deceased next to the animal. Venyadua im achal nagach hipilo machmas and hipilo. Now, we don't know, did it miscarry and give birth to this stillborn prior to being gored? Or because of being gored, that's what led it to discharge the fetus as stillborn. Mishal nezek apara, we pay back the damages of the cow. Ve'ena mishal nezek avlad, but not the damages of the offspring. Shamosi mechavero alavaraya. So again, the burden of proof is on him for the person who wants the money. Alachadala nagach paramu vipila. Let's say an ox gores a pregnant cow and causes it to miscarry. Ein shaman pach pechas hapara v'atzma u'pechas aflad v'atzma. So we don't evaluate the damage of the cow separate from the damage to the offspring. Ela shaman kama haisa para shava kishahaisa mubaris ubria. Instead, what we do is we evaluate the value of the cow that was pregnant and healthy, what it's worth. Vekami shava atahi, right? And then what it's worth post giving birth to this stillborn fetus. Vehanethel shala, right? And it's again the stillborn. Umeshama pechas uchetzah imayatam. And you pay the difference, or of course if it's a muad, and if it's a tam, you pay half. Let's say the cow is owned by one person and the offspring is owned by another person. Hare pechas shuman to pechas gufa para la balapara. So the loss in the literally shuman here means the fat of the cow that's caused by having the miscarriage is owed to the owner of the cow, right? Upechas hanefach balapara. And when it comes to the loss of the cow's like overall bulk, so to speak. So that's divided between the owner of the cow and the owner of the offspring, and the actual carcass of the offspring itself, that belongs to the person who owns the offspring. Let's say an ox is pursuing another ox, right, and damages it. Hanizak Omer, so the person who had it damaged says, Shorcha Hizik, right? He says it was your ox that caused the damage. Vize Omer in Yodea, right? And the guy says to him, not necessarily, Shame Besel Laka. Maybe a rock is what caused it to be damaged. Hamotzi mechaver alavaraya. So the burden of proof is upon the person who's trying to get the payment. The af bishanizak omer, even if the person who got the damage says, ani yodea bevadai, deze omer ein yodea. Even if the one guy says, I know for sure, I mean the person who got the damage, and the person who caused the damage says he's not 100% positive. Now, ton hanizak v'amar. Now, let's say the person who received the damage makes the following claim. Vadai ata yodea shesharcha hezek. He says, I'm certain that, what do you call it? I'm certain that you know for sure that your ox caused the damage. Nishva Hesesh. So he has to go ahead and make a rabbinical shvuah, an oath, because he doesn't know. Maybe it was mu'an. But if the animal for sure was tam, pater afishvos Hesesh, he doesn't have to make this type of shvuah. Shafilu hodem atzmo, because even if he admitted it himself, right, pater, he's pater from paying shechatzi hanezek knas hu. Because remember, the idea of nezek shalim is a monetary liability, but chatzi nezek is a penalty. It's a pure financial, so to speak, a punishment. And someone who admits to something which causes himself to go ahead and now be chayiv in this type of fine is not obligated in the fine. Halacha zayin, hayu shnayim rotfin achar echad. Right. So let's say what do you call it? Two oxes belonging to two separate people are running after a third ox. Right. Edim she'echam and hizik. So the witness is that for one of the owners of the ox that it caused damage. Ve'en edim yodim ezeh hu mishnayim. They're not sure which of the two oxes cause the damage. So what it called? One of the owner claims your ox caused the damage. The other one says your ox caused the damage. Shnei patron. They're both patron now. Now let's say both ox belong to one person. So then he has to pay what do you call less of the value of the two oxes. If they were both muad, then he's got to pay the full amount from his own property. This is when both oxes are in front of us. But let's say one of them dies or gets lost, and the other one is Tom. Even if it belongs to one person, pater. Why? Because you could say, bring me a proof that the animal, the ox that's right here, right now, is the one that caused the damage. And of course, I'd pay you if you could prove that. So let's say in a case where an ox is gored by two oxes chasing after it, and one of the two oxes that chased after it was big, and the other one was small. Hanizik Omer, the person who got received the damage, can say Gadol Hizik, the bigger one did it. Vamazik Omer Katan Hizik, but the person who caused the damage says no, the smaller one did. Hayechatam Echad Muad. Let's say one was Tam and one was Muad. Hanizik Omer Muad Hizik, the person who got the damage will say the Muad was one who caused the damage. Vamazik Omer Tam Hizik. Again, they're always going to compete because one of them wants to pay less, so the Mazik's going to say no, it was Tam. So again, the burden of proof is upon the person, in this case, the Nizak, who wants to be able to get paid. Right? Let's say there's no clear proof which of the two oxes caused the damage. Rather, witnesses come along and say, they say one of the two caused damage. So the person who owns the animal that caused the damage pays as the Rambam discussed. I mean, Nizak. But let's say the person who received the damage makes the following claim. You know for sure that this one caused damage in your presence. So now the person who's responsible, whose animal is responsible for damage, makes a shvuah deraisa. He then pays the amount that he admitted to because he did make some acknowledgement of some partial responsibility. Now, let's say two oxes were damaged. So one big and one small. And the oxes that caused the damage, one was big and one was small. So the person whose oxes were damaged says the big damage the big one and the small damage the small. The mazik omer lo, he says no. No, what happened was is that the smaller one damaged the bigger one, the bigger one damaged the smaller one. Or oshai echatam echad muad, or one was tam one muad. And the person whose oxes were damaged said the muad hurt the bigger one, the tam hurt the smaller one. The mazagomer, but the person who's responsible for the damage says tam hizik is a gadol, the tam one damaged the bigger one, but muad is a katan, and the muad damaged the smaller one. So again, the burner proof is on the nizak. There's no clear proof one way or the other. The person whose animals caused damage is pater. The mazadoma, what's this like? The toan is chaveru chitim, the hodolo besorim. Okay, so in a similar case, let's say a person claims that Reuben says Shimon owes me wheat, and Shimon says no, I owe him something, but it's barley, right? So what happens in such a case? Shehu nishba heses v'niftar. So he takes this shvuah midrabanan and he's pater af midmei sarim, even from paying back the what it called the barley kamoshi's barley vilchos toin vim tafas anizak. Now let's say what it called the person whose oxes were damaged seizes the property. Then it's paid big to small, small to big, meaning we pay attention to the claim of the mazik, not the nizak. But if he didn't seize any possession, then the mazik is off the hook completely. Let's say an ox gores another ox and then gores a third ox. So now, which we'll explain in a second, the what it called the owner of the ox that gored, right? And the owner of the first ox that gored and the sec and the what do you call it and the second are considered to be partners. What does that mean? Ketza. Shor shava masayim. So let's say a shor is worth 200. Shenagach shor shava matayim. That gores another ox that's worth 200. Veinan avela yafeklum, right? And the carcass is basically not worth anything. Hanizak notal mea. So the person who got the damage takes 100. Ubala shor mea, and the owner of the damage of the ox is entitled to 100. Chazar v'nagach shor acher. Now let's say the animal, the ox went back and then gored another ox. Shavu masayin, that's worth 200. Ve'na nevel yafik klum. And now again, the dead animal is not worth anything. Ha'achron notal mea. So the last guy takes 100. Ve'hanizak shelofanav ima bailim, and the damage, the guy who got his ox damage along with the owners, nolan chamish chamishim. They split it 50-50. Chazav nagach shor acher shavu masayin. Let's say it went back again and gored another animal that's worth 200. Ve'na nevel yafik klum, and the carcass is not worth anything. Ha'achron notal mea. So the last guy takes 100, v'nizak shelofanav chamishim, and again the damagee takes before him takes 50, v'nizak harishonim abayla nolim chamisha v'esrim v'chamishasrim. On the 50 that's left, the first damage with the owners, they split it 25-25. V'chein al derech zu cholkem cholkem. So this process is done in this kind of case over and over and over again. V'chegimon al nizak shetafas abheima shezikol agabos chatzin diskel migufa. Let's say a person whose ox was damaged, he goes ahead and takes the animal that caused the damage in order to collect the chatzin ezek. So he's considered to be a person who's guarding it, that's getting paid and responsible for any damages this animal will cause. So now the Nizak takes this animal into his possession, right, in lieu of the payment. And now he's responsible to watch it. And let's say the animal goes out that he's responsible to watch and causes damage. So the guy who, the person whose ox was first damaged is chayav in the damages, and the owners of the ox are patur. Ketza. So for example, shor shavet masayim. So shor worth an ox worth 200, shenagach v'hifsed masayim. Let's say a gourd and caused damage of 200. V'tafso nizak l'gavs v'en emea. And the nizak took the animal in order to get the 100, right? Because the chati nezek, v'chatzor v'nagach. And then it went back and gourd again. V'hifsed emea v'arbayim. And now caused 140 is lost. Harezeh nizak ha'achron mishtam shivim. So the damagee of what do you call it? The person whose property was damaged last gets 70. And the guy who got his animal was first damaged, right, is owed the leftover from the damages, which is 30, and the original owner, 100. And of course, similarly speaking, all other types of cases like that. So let's say two oxes that are tamim, that each one is tam, they gore each other. So they pay, what do you call it, whoever suffered, half of the chatzin nezek that's left over is paid to the ox that caused that. That's the receiver of more of the damage. Okay, shnei muadin, a muad v'adam shechavlo zeh bazeh. Let's say they're both muad, or an ox that's muad and a man hurt each other. Mishalim moser nezek shalim. So the entire the entire nezek shalim that is paid is paid to the higher amount of damage. So what does this all mean? Ketza. Short tam shehev seba short tam. So let's say a shor that's tam, an ox that is tam, what do you call it, and another ox that is tam. Short tam shehev seba short tam acher shavim mea. So let's say one tam caused another tam the loss of 100. The chazos ze acharim hisse rishon shavar bayim. And now the second one back and caused the first one the loss of value of 40. Hari bala rishon mishal bala acharim shloshim. So the owner of the first one pays the owner of the second one 30. Okay. The math makes sense. Hayu shtein muad. Then let's say both muad. Bala risha mishalam shishim. Then the owner of the first one pays 60. Harisha muad v'acharon tam. Now let's say the first one of the two oxes is muad. The other one is tam. Bala risha mishalam shvonim. Then the owner of the first one pays 80. Harisha tam v'acharon muad. Now let's say the first animal was tam. The second one and the other animal was muad. Bala risha mishalam asara. Then the owner of the first ox only pays 10. And then it's parak tes, and we'll continue with parak yud next time.